Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting second. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joel Finch. And now, play ball. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette bunts towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Burleson moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp throws the ball into Wagner, who tags Fisk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Remy scores. Burleson scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Finch covering, for the out. Thompson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground for a double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Watson reaches third base with a triple. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Watson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Finch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette is hit by the pitch. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Finch fields it and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to second. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Finch covering, for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Summers moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Chuck Rainey now pitching. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Broemer hits a pop-up into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy bunts towards the mound. Billingham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Remy moves to third. Dave Tobik now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4. Red Sox, 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike O'Berry now catching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn pinch hits for Mike O'Berry. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Allinson now catching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-4 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ron LaFleur pinch runs for Jerry Morales. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur now playing center field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Broemer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stanley now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-4 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McAmire pinch runs for Aurelio Rodriguez. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell bunts towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Remy covering, for the out. McAmire moves to second. One out. Phil Mankowski pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave McAmire now playing second base. Phil Mankowski now playing third base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson bunts towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allinson for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Watson is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to third. Watson moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Butch Hobson pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Paquette bunts towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 5 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Paquette moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Paquette moves to third. Two outs. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 0 in the game. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McAmire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAmire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer pinch runs for Bob Watson. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dwyer. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur bunts towards first. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to third for the out. Mankowski moves to second. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mankowski moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a line drive into right field. Evans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Mankowski scores. LaFleur scores. Jones moves to third. Kemp moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Kemp scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 8-4, Tigers. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Allinson for a passed ball. Thompson scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 9-4, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Dave McAmeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAmeer is 0-for-1 in the game. McAmeer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to home to get Parrish. Summers moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summers scores. McAmeer moves to second. It's 10-4, Tigers. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAmeer moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.